Exclusive: Senator Marsha Blackburn presses Democrats on subpoenas for Jeffrey Epstein logs. By Sean Moran on January 2, 2024. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, told Breitbart News she will press Judiciary Committee Chairman Dick Durbin, DEL, to continue subpoenaing logs relating to reported sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Blackburn spoke to Breitbart News while a court as soon as this week may unseal documents about Jeffrey Epstein and his associates, which may even include former President Bill Clinton. The Tennessee senator serves as the ranking member of the Human Rights and the Law Judiciary Subcommittee, and she has pressed for the Judiciary Committee to subpoena Epstein's flight logs, which Durbin has previously denied. Now, Durbin has made statements saying that he would be willing to work with Blackburn so that the American people can learn more about the Epstein trafficking ring. Blackburn plans to hold Durbin to his word. During a December 14 hearing, Senator John Ossoff, DGA, shares a note from Durbin on his commitment to obtain and then release Epstein's flight records. She told Breitbart News, "I'm sending him, Durbin, another letter in requesting the subcommittee to move forward to conduct the subpoenas. And then as we can hold the appropriate hearings so we can get the information that is necessary to begin to break apart the sex trafficking rings." Blackburn said that potential subpoenas need to be exhaustive in nature, including Epstein's estate, unredacted flight logs, and as well whatever information the FBI may have. She said that they have heard from some of the victims and that the FBI seemed to not take their reporting seriously. The Tennessee senator said that although many famous politicians, businessmen, and other people of import may be named when the Epstein documents get unsealed, she emphasized that readers should focus on the criminal nature and the sophisticated nature of the Epstein ring, charging that sex trafficking is modern-day slavery. This is a criminal activity. And what we need to know is, what were his associations? When you're looking at these sex trafficking rings, what rings was he working with? Did he have associations with cartels? We need Ghislaine Maxwell's black book, who is all involved in that? How did she work to recruit these girls, breaking apart some of those rings? And all of that is a part of getting this information. And as the top Republican on the Human Rights Subcommittee, we've done a lot of work this year to look at what is happening to kids being recruited and groomed, whether they're recruited and groomed in the virtual space or some of these affiliations, where kids are being groomed and then trafficked, and putting in place some protections. Because this human trafficking, the sex trafficking, is modern-day slavery. And it is imperative that we put in place some protections for women and children. And because of that, it is important that we have transparency into this. Because it was a big sex trafficking ring, getting to the bottom of it is going to be important. Emphasis added. The New York Post reported that former President Clinton will be outed as John Doe 36. Breitbart News has cataloged some of the more startling recent revelations about Epstein, which include 1. Judge rules for the unsealing of over 170 Epstein associates, which includes victims and former employees. 2. Fresh images emerge of Bill Gates with Jeffrey Epstein trafficking victim. 3. Democrat mega donor who visited Epstein Island is funding Nikki Haley to stop Donald Trump. 4. RFK Jr., the former Democrat and now independent presidential candidate, revealed he was on Epstein's plane, the Lolita Express, 2 times. Related: Jeffrey Epstein, censorship, and China. Marlow details LinkedIn founder Reid Hoffman's dark ties. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.